Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike, that's Stu.
Hey, what's up?
Steve over there on the board and Phil in the back. He'll laugh. You'll hear him laugh every now and then. If we let him, that's right. But anyway, we are sitting here inside the studio and looking outside, and it's just so pretty and gorgeous outside. It's going to be a great day to get out and do some stuff. Eat outdoors today.
I wish I was fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, but instead I'm going to be down at the Mac and Cheesery because the Roper Romp is today.
The Roper Romp?
I can't believe you're not in that.
What is a Roper Romp?
It's a pub crawl where everyone dresses as Mrs. Roper from Three's Company. I figure you've already got the outfit.
No, I don't have that one. I missed that one.
You lost your moo-moos in your last move?
That's it. Misplaced them somewhere.
Roper Romp.
Yeah.
Roper Romp.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds right up your alley.
Look,
you love
in the good old days, in the good old days, or the Back in the day, I was pub crawling like it was. Anyway, so I apologize for my voice. I'm kind of
all the
pollen in air. So I woke up this morning, my eyes were swollen, and
tends to wear.
I do not have my voice. Just don't have all
it's
my
spraying,
voice.
Ain't it? Spraying done. Sprung
it.
Spring.
It has. It has. It's yellow everywhere. Everything's yellow.
Say it right. Yaller.
That's it. But I'm going to get out and do something today. It's too pretty to stay inside. Yeah. You know,
all the way swelled shit.
I may go out to the center of our arts and cultural, arts and cultural center, the flea market
epicenter.
Today. Epicenter. That's it.
Cultural epicenter of the Gulf Coast.
Of agriculture and arts and crafts and
you got the
puppy
arts
mills.
Fest going on across in Fairhope this weekend too.
No, it's next week.
Is that next week?
Yeah, Fairhope Arts and Crafts is usually always
St. Patty's Day
weekend.
Yeah,
they had the Blues of Barbecue in Foley this weekend, which I'm glad that they moved it from the same weekend as you got St. Patrick's Arts and Crafts in Fairhope, and then they had that Blues and Barbecue in Foley, and That's a lot. So they put it yesterday. Yeah. They are having it this weekend.
Yeah,
keeping it away from there. And I'm glad they did that. I used to fuss about it all the time. And anyway, oh well.
Stop making me choose.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm gonna go out to the flea market and see if I can find any old wine openers. I go out there to collect old
any old winos
wine openers.
Oh, I thought you were just looking for some friends.
No. I can probably find that out.
They
there.
Sell old winos at the flea market now.
Nah, there's probably some out there, but it is free.
If it's for sale.
It's free entertainment, y'all. It's
Walmart.
It's a dollar. You got to pay a dollar to park, but I have found some interesting finds out there, so I like to go like every once a month.
Yeah.
And today's a pretty day to go.
Yeah.
And I got the produce out there. I can buy me some produce if I want to.
You hit any of those fine Westmobile dining establishments? You can go to Wemo's and have wings, can't you?
Ooh, Wemo's wings.
That's
too.
The best wings in county, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I've eaten too much these past several days. I'm going to not eat anything.
Okay. I do. I think there's a super salad place out there.
That's true. It's a really cool place.
But if there's no one locally doing it, I don't have an issue with going to a chain like that. But, you know, like when the Brazilian Steakhouse is in town, nobody else is doing Brazilian steak.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. But if you got a chain that's doing the same food that local places are doing, why?
Yeah.
Why? And I'll give you a good example. The other night I was coming down Dolphin Street, and I decided to try that Sam's Southern Cooking. There's a line around the block, at really? Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And no one at this place. I got an oyster po' boy, fries, and sweet tea for the same price you can get that tiny little chicken sandwich, fries, and mm-hmm. sweet tea from Chick-fil-A.
Well, there's other reasons why they're going to the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, well, man, if you then let go with it. But I'm just saying,
yeah, well, me too.
The chicken is fine at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It is not great. You want great fried chicken from a drive-thru, you're going to go to Popeye's because it blows the doors off Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's like third. I even put Bojangles over there.
Mm.
And Bojangles is the poor man's Popeye's.
Yeah.
Their chicken sandwich is just mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. Popeye's has a sauce, mm-hmm. special pickles, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that's why I say poor man's. But that Sam's Southern Cooking, I was very happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they now, located?
Right next to the Chick-fil-A on Dolphin Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It okay, used to be a Taco Bell, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know yeah. where you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a little confusing getting into the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
But but I backed up a ways and found my way into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But they had fried shrimp po' boys, fried catfish po' boys. I mean, it was soul food.
Mm-hmm.
Real soul food.
Well, now, here's the big question. Yeah. Price.
I'll say everything. I got an oyster po' boy and fries for $13.99 with a
that's
drink.
Good.
Yeah. Now, it's not a giant po' boy.
Is that like the 6-inch?
It was probably like 7.5 or 8, but yeah. it's a more slender roll. So it was probably 8 to 9 oysters worth. But for that price.
You know, yeah, I like my po' boy sandwich. I like, and I'll tell them when I order it. I said, press it after you get everything
you
on
have to
it.
Make sure they have the ability to do that first, well, Mike.
I know. But yeah. I like having mine pressed.
Very few places have a panini press.
All that yeah. well, you don't yeah. have to have a panini press.
Or have a press to put on the grill.
Or right.
Just yeah. Press most it down. People don't have those.
Squash it down because yeah. I don't like all
they
that.
They don't have
dough.
Anything to squash it with.
I don't like that big thick dough on top of my that big piece on top. It's just like 2 inches
That's
thick.
Why you would like the banh mi. They don't press it, but they dig all that dough out of the top of mm-hmm. it to put more toppings in.
And it's called a what?
A banh mi. It's a Vietnamese po' boy.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, they're good. What is the place? It used to be called Jade Flames. I don't know the name now. It's at Leroy Stevens and Cottage Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Vietnamese sausage banh mi. Whoo, it's good. It's spicy, but absolutely delicious. And it's a banh mi is French bread because
right.
Vietnam was a French colony for a while.
Okay.
So the banh mi is actually French.
And they hollow it out.
They hollow the top of it out, but it's a protein, which could be tofu, could be shrimp, could be pork. It's anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, there's also a little pork pate across the bottom. And then you have a pickling of carrots and daikon radish, the mildest radish,
mm-hmm.
and they're in strings. And then you top it with cilantro and fresh jalapenos.
Ooh.
And then a little drizzle, usually of like a yum-yum sauce yeah. or sriracha mayo, something like that, which is ooh. Almost the same thing. And they are just fantastic. But they could be fish. They could be shrimp.
Yeah.
They could be steak. When it was Jade Flames, they did a ribeye banh mi that was both the best banh mi I'd ever had and the best steak sandwich I'd ever had.
Huh.
It was phenomenal.
Hmm.
But I'm going for lunch.
Yeah. Out mm-hmm. to Leroy Stevens Road. It's yeah. actually, it's on Cottage Hill.
Uh-huh.
Near Leroy Stevens. It's in a little strip mall with Dollar Tree, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know where you're at, yeah.
I do. I've got a head of romaine lettuce sitting in my refrigerator that keeps looking at me every time I open the refrigerator.
Put it's me like, on the grill.
It's like, I'm fading. Put I'm fading. I won't last much longer.
You probably might want to get another one, though.
Well, romaine lettuce comes to my house to die. So I buy it with good intentions.
Wow.
And then I don't eat it.
Yeah. Grill that sucker away. And get you some of that Newman's Own Light Caesar,
mm-hmm.
which I think is one of the best Italian dressings out there. And that's what it's more of a vinaigrette, but it is fantastic.
Well, there's a line of dressings out there. You can buy them at Walmart and probably mm-hmm. I've seen them at Greer's. And they're all zero sugar, pure, no sugar added yeah. or in it or anything. Nothing to
there should
turn
be
into
any
sugar
added to a dressing anyway.
Well, there is.
I know.
This is one thing about my diet. I've read more labels than I ever have before. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club texting line.
So long, so long. Captain in the make, I'm troubling my.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, welcome back.
You know, it's so pretty. That's what we are.
It's so pretty outside. I bet the folks at Bob's Downtown Diner, I bet they lined up around the block to be sitting on that sidewalk right now. What do you think?
You got a good point. You got a good point.
Yeah. Oh, look at the kitty out there. Anyway. Yeah, we want to thank our friends at Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. That's North Jackson and St. Francis Street. It is a beautiful day and a lot going on in the city this weekend. And if you're round and about, go to Bob's and get you some breakfast.
Yep. And then walk around a bit. Come to Mac and Cheesery this afternoon. Get you some mac and cheese.
Go see Stu. So stick your head and go, hey, Stu. And he'll probably tell you, like he told me a long time ago, get out of my kitchen.
Get out of my kitchen.
So, anyway, we want to thank the wonderful people at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And I have people ask me all the time about Hall's since I talk about it so much. Yeah. And I saw a guy I went to school with, and a few years younger than me, but he was grilling some Hall's Red Hots on the grill last night, he posted. Mm-hmm. And I saw the coal made upon him. Yeah.
On your suggestion last week, I went to the Piggly Wiggly on University and got some.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's already gone.
Yeah.
Well, you got the Red Hots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to go get some today. I probably have to stop at the Pig and get some of that today.
Oink, oink.
On my way to the cultural center, the flea market.
There you go.
Anyway, so, Edie Hoot. Also, we want to thank Butch Cassidy's, those fine folks over at Butch Cassidy. He's coming up on, I forgot how many years.
31 now.
31?
Yeah, that's usually what follows 30.
Yeah. And last week.
I mean, we made a big deal about last year being the 30.
Yeah. Last week was Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream's anniversary.
55.
So, and Roy's is coming up.
Yeah.
So, all these places
it's
still
like
around.
Every year, someone's having an anniversary.
Almost every year. You're
yeah.
Right. You're absolutely
my
right.
My daughter turns 33 tomorrow.
Ooh. Look at you. Happy birthday to your daughter. So anyhow, we appreciate all their fine support and help to make this show possible.
Yep.
So I went to the Cajun. No, I went to the chili cook-off yesterday.
Chili cook-off. They cooked chili there?
It was cool. It was really cool. Yeah.
Was a bunch of sweet chili still?
You know, I did not. I only tasted one that was sweet.
Yeah.
Roberts Brothers was really good. Yeah. And then there was this fraternity there, older men, and they make a roux. I tasted it, and I said, God, this tastes so familiar. But they make a roux first, then they do.
Huh. Interesting.
There was a lot of wild game, you know, venison,
yeah,
other animal varmints and animals in it.
Armadillo.
I tell you who had a good one. This the Office Tavern out on Highway 90.
Yeah.
They did a chuck roast in theirs.
Chili Colorado.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was
really
it,
good.
Was it like pulled or was it diced?
It fell apart.
Oh, okay.
It's like you know, fell apart, mixed up.
Yeah.
That theirs was really good. I tasted some really unusual styles and types of, but it was a good day for it. Turned out to be a good day.
Were you judging or
no? I was. I just a participant.
Yeah.
I had some friends give me a wristband and
he
I got
took
in.
Advantage of it.
I wasn't gonna go until they offered me the wristband.
There you go.
I said I can't turn them down.
Yeah.
It was Leanna.
Yeah.
It was Leanna. Her husband. Had some extra wristbands.
Yeah, I saw the picture of the Barbie thing on there. Yeah,
that's
a special trace version of Barbie. Yeah.
Yeah. Leanne said that's her Ken.
Or Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a fun day, and you said you got this business.
Yeah, yesterday day was really busy.
Yeah.
Way more. I made most of my money from my help got there. And then, you know, she was pretty much on the phone with her boyfriend most of the night. Because as soon as that wind kicked up, there was nobody eating outside downtown. So we ended up, Box Out told us to close up at 9. They said, listen, there's no point in staying open any later. No one's going to eat in this alley with a 40-mile-an-hour wind in it.
Yeah.
So we did. But I made all my money during lunch. I was tired. Ooh, I was tired when I got home last night.
I got invited to a luau. Last night, and it was nice.
Did you get the cheek meat off the hog?
I don't know where, but they cook a lot of pork, and they had
say cheek or cheap?
Cheek.
Oh,
yeah, that's the best meat on an animal.
Really?
Yeah.
They
around the throat.
They had the same as like rolled up pork, like in a collard, in a turnip leaf. And then they cooked it. It was cooked inside of a banana leaf. So you have to take the string off. And then take off the banana leaf. Yeah. And then you get to this, like, collard or turnip green mixed in with pork together. And that was really good. And we ate some other pork types of pork. And we had some more pork.
Genie pork.
And some more.
We had we probably had 4 or 5 different things with pork.
Do you have any poi?
Poi?
Yeah.
What is that?
That is a mush they make from taro root.
Hmm.
It's kind of like Hawaiian hummus, and from what I understand, I've never tried it.
Huh.
It's an acquired taste.
Okay. I must not. Yeah. Everything I had last night was really good.
Yeah.
Nothing unusual.
Yeah.
They had this one thing. Look, they were noodles, but they were like translucent looking, and I don't know if they were
it's like rice noodles.
Oh, it's
stuff.
It was a rice.
Yeah,
it was
rice
it was
glass noodles. You got glass noodles.
I think they were called long rice,
and
like
rice
that.
Noodles over in Asia, which is where noodles came from.
They were delicious.
Yeah, that are clear, but the glass noodles are completely clear. You got there's a buckwheat noodle. They do. I think that's the udon. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different noodles. A lot of them have zero cholesterol as well, like the. I think the glass noodle are not cholesterol, carbohydrates.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the glass noodles are like zero carbohydrates.
Right.
Hmm. Oh, they did have chicken. They had
fried chicken. Oh, hooey chicken?
May have been.
Kind of a barbecue-y like.
Yeah,
I think it was. It's hooey chicken.
Yeah. And it was
I do a hooey chicken mac and cheese for Tiki Week.
This couple is from Hawaii. And they do stuff like this.
So they probably didn't do poi on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Because that's a whole lot of work, and if you're the only two that are going to be eating it, and heck, they may not even care for it. Did you have any spam?
We did not have any spam. I thought for sure we would have some spam last night, but we did not.
Yeah. Well, all had spam here.
But this is Chase, who heads up the Baldwin County, who created and heads up the Baldwin County Foodies Group.
Yeah, great group on Facebook.
And they got so many members. I enjoy being on there, but more than I do just regular Facebook. It's like I got 26,000 friends.
Yeah. Well, that's 26,000 more than you had, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you know, they recommended a player. You found a place on there that you talked about on air a couple of weeks ago, Shotgun Barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, the next week, or actually after that show, I got down to Box Out. Nobody else showed up. So I went on an adventure.
Yeah.
And I went to Close Landing, which is the current episode of Delta Safari right now.
Okay.
And the last couple of minutes of it are me going in and trying Shotgun Barbecue.
All right.
And guess what they had up on the TV when we walked in there, Steve?
I don't know.
They were watching Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on YouTube.
Oh,
very nice. Had it up on the big screen in there for people.
Well, nobody asked me for an autograph when I was there.
They didn't know who you were, because I ended up talking to them, and I said, yeah, co-host of my radio show came in here the other day and highly recommended it, so I thought I'd stop in. Radio host? I don't remember a radio host coming in. I said, he probably tried to sell you some paper. Well, man, he's taking care of business 2 times over, isn't he? And he said, yeah.
Yeah, I was up there again Friday because I had to install some stuff for him. And he gave me a big old container full of ribs and a brisket.
That brisket was really, really good. The ribs, oh, my God. You could watch me eat it in the video. And the rib was cooked perfectly. And Mike and I have both judged barbecue. Falling off the bones ribs, I know a lot of people love the phrase. They love that that texture. Right. But that is technically burnt.
Incorrect.
It's overcooked.
Yeah.
But it still tastes good. I'll give you that. If they're perfectly cooked, when you take a bite out of the rib, you should have a perfect semicircle from your teeth. But it pull away with, but you shouldn't have to make any effort pulling it away.
Okay, so
yeah,
let's
but the rest tug. Should stay on the bone.
Ever so slight tug.
Yeah. And you'll find when you get one like that, which theirs was, and most of these places around town know how to do it. You'll like the texture. Mm-hmm. It won't be because that falling off the bones texture is slimy.
Yeah,
it really is. Because you have totally liquefied the connective tissue. To the point that it's just all falling apart. So there's no essence of it still being meat in it.
It really doesn't have a texture
it's just,
to it. Yeah.
It's a meat-flavored goo that is still delicious.
Yeah. That doesn't even sound good. Meat-flavored goo, right? Yeah.
Hey, that's everything the world's largest fast food restaurant starts out as a meat-flavored goo.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
Some meat-flavored nuggets.
Yeah, that's why I move away from that now.
Yeah, like, it's McNasty.
I remember when I had hospital stay years and years ago, and I wanted my mother to, go get something from there. And I didn't feel well, and I let it sit. And the longer I sat, they turned into baby rattles.
Mm-hmm.
They were just...
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call in line. St. Paddy's Day's coming up, Mike.
I know it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
From way out in the west.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mike.
Okay, what is it?
We got today's, I like doing these national days,
Yeah, you do.
Today is Pretzel Sunday. And
like a sundae with pretzel crumbs on it, or no, we're celebrating pretzels on a sundae.
We're celebrating pretzels on Sunday.
I kind of like also, both ideas.
Both sound delicious.
That's what I'm saying.
It's blueberry popover day.
I'm still stuck on the pretzels, like a pretzel dog.
But I love blueberries.
Al's has a pretzel dog? Oh man.
Oh, I'd love a good Chicago pretzel dog. Sure do.
Man.
Day is pack your lunch day. I don't know why it's on Sunday.
That's
but here's one that I want to ask you about.
Uh-oh. This is scary.
This is probably the most popular salad dressing in the world. But today is ranch day.
Ranch day. This is make all of your food taste like crap day.
Now, you like ranch, don't you?
Yeah, it's a wonderful lubricant. If you got a rusty bolt or something like that.
On a door hinge squeaking.
Yeah.
So
it serves no purpose. And it's the thing with it is ranch does not complement anything you put it with. It covers it up.
It covers it up.
Right. That's why
they always do it with wings. It's like, why are you...
Yeah. Now, blue cheese dressing with wing sauce creates a whole new flavor that is fantastic. But the blue cheese is the key element in it, not the stuff you dip it in.
Mm-hmm.
And without the blue cheese crumbles in it, and people go, I don't like blue cheese. If you haven't had it with buffalo sauce, you haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Try it with buffalo sauce.
The blue cheese in the buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Mix. Yeah. Dip the wing in some blue cheese dressing.
Oh, very
cool. I just don't believe in dipping my wings in anything. I want to, if the wings are cooked right and they're good, and seasoned good.
What I usually do is wait till there's one last little piece of meat on the drumette, and then dig the whole drumette into some blue cheese. So basically, I've got like 2 tablespoons of blue cheese with a little bite of it. I love blue cheese.
I like a little, anything that's Parmesan. I like a little whatever it is with that.
Yeah. You like it so that you can't see red.
Right.
Yeah.
But I bring that up because I know you love ranch.
Yeah.
And it's one of your favorite condiments. Yeah. But you also make some ranch.
I do, but I don't currently. I've made it before.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
I've had some you've made before.
Yeah. Did you? You had the stuff I made with the raw goat milk.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Seasons in the summer when we did the cook-off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no buttermilk in that. I let the goat milk be the star of that.
Okay.
And just add a little ranch seasoning to it. And that's pretty much it. But yeah, that was good. It's the buttermilk that I don't care for. If you, Garrick Ogburn,
yeah,
makes a ranch with sour cream instead of buttermilk.
Huh.
Now that's fantastic. Great with wings. That was
really.
Yeah, he and I were. This was years ago. I went over to his place, his and Allison's place, and we were just knocking out new wing flavors, rubs and stuff like that. Which is when I came up with the Dublin Fire that I told you about, which is equal parts dry sage and cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And when the wing comes out of the fryer, you just dust it with that. Old Bay is phenomenal on wings as soon as they come out of the fryer. I mean, heavily coated with Old Bay.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's just awesome.
That does sound good.
Yeah, I really have gotten into the dry rubs. Now, if I want a wet wing,
I, like dry
I want
rubs.
Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. I like dry yeah. rubs.
And like we were talking, you know, you're going to West Mobile. Wemo's, in my opinion, is the best wings in the county. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal. It's family-owned, locally family-owned. And they just do wings, y'all. And they may have some chicken tenders in there now and stuff like that. But
have you ever heard of that chicken?
Yes, that is a Fiesta brand, which we worked with. It is, I forget that parent company.
Called Extra Fancy from Fiesta Chicken Rub for delicious yeah. chicken. And Bomar or something. Like that. Just loves it.
Yeah, they're a sponsor or were a sponsor of World Food Championships the 2 years that I competed. So I got a bunch of their stuff. I think the parent company is like Boromar or Bonamar. But there you go. If you're on the YouTubes or the Facebook, you can see his phone waving in front of the camera. That's good enough.
Yeah.
I like Old Bay and Cavender's mixed.
Oh, I bet that's interesting.
Yeah, half and half.
I have it from an inside source
mm-hmm.
that the Voodoo sauce at Voodoo Wings is teriyaki and buffalo mixed together.
Hmm.
It's way better than that sounds. It is really good. And I used to ask them, I'm like, you have a chicken sandwich. Why can I not get the chicken sandwich dipped in the Voodoo sauce? It's just a plain chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's I'm not a buffalo wing sauce.
You don't like it super hot, or you don't like the.
I just don't like the flavor. The flavor I just don't like.
Kind of that orangey.
It's Pete's Red Hot and butter. What's not to love?
Maybe it's the Pete's Red Hot I don't love.
Oh, could be the first wings I ever had mm-hmm. when it first became a craze. Early Nashville was up at this line dancing bar. Mm. Not in downtown Nashville, mm-hmm. out in the sticks where I lived in Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't any place you would have seen on CMT.
I was going to say, not the Wild Horse. Yeah.
No, it was not the Wild Horse. I went in there a couple of times, mainly to buy T-shirts for my sister who loved the Wild Horse Saloon.
That's about all it was good for.
I had a buddy who was just, he was meeting a girl there, and I'm like, dude, seriously, we're long-haired rockers. Why are we going to this place? And so while he's out there trying to make with her, and I'm looking, I'm like, man, I'm hungry. What is this buffalo wing? All right, I'll get it. I ordered a dozen, and I'm eating. I'm going, he goes, what is that? And I said, dude, this is the new best thing I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he goes, what is it? I said, I think it's just a bunch of fried chicken wings dumped in Tabasco sauce. I said, but it's really good. So that's my story of my first encounter with the trendy food.
My first wings was the Hooters wings. Yeah, with all the breading. Because I love
which are
breading.
Not buffalo wings.
No.
Right, they're Hooters wings.
They're Hooters wings. Yeah. There's a big difference. But ooh, buddy.
Yeah. I do enjoy
dudes,
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get greasy from time to time. But yeah. It's part of the fun.
They're not the same as they used to be.
Yeah. Now, my dad had a cool story about his first exchange with a popular food now that was a food craze back in the 50s. He had tried this new thing from New York called pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
At a bar in around Moses Lake, Washington, when he's in the Air Force, because he was at the bar to watch Rocky Marciano and I think Joe Louis fight.
Hmm.
And then buddy
now
his,
going back.
Yeah. And so a buddy of his said, hey, Donald, you got to try this. This is my hometown. This is called pizza.
Wow.
And my dad said, I was hooked on the first bite.
Oh, yeah.
Had never had anything like that. Did I tell you the story about the juke joint he found in Washington in the 50s?
No.
He got the nickname in the Air Force of Reb because he was from the South, and he was the only one that was there. And they tried to call him Johnny Reb and Rebel, and he didn't like all those connotations. All right. And there was one black guy in his platoon who said, Charles Bronson played a cowboy in a movie named Reb.
Right.
And my dad said, well, if it's good enough for Charlie B, it's good enough for me. Well, he said one night he was an air traffic controller. And his shift was about over on Friday night. And that same guy came to him and said, hey, Donald, when's the last time you had some home cooking? He goes, oh, Lord, I hadn't been home in 2 years. What time you get off? I said, 9 o'clock. He goes, I'll meet you at the bottom of the stairs. And he came out and he was in his truck and he said they drove way out into the woods on these roads. Then the road quit being asphalt, turned into dirt. Then the road quit being dirt and it turned into a game trail. And then all of a sudden you came out of the woods and there's this big clearing with this old farmhouse sitting in the middle of it, surrounded by cars. He said, we got out, you know, in uniform. We walk up to the door and I can hear the music. I know this from the South. This is a juke joint.
Yeah.
He said, we walk in, and I'm the only white man in the building in a uniform, and it just got quiet. And his buddy said, come on, let's go back to the kitchen. We went back to the kitchen. The music started back up, went on there, and he goes, Miss Priscilla, this here is Donald from Alabama, and he has had collard greens in 2 years. He goes, Alabama, sweetheart, sit right down. And he goes, Stu, it was collard greens. It was crackling cornbread, picnic ham, black-eyed peas, everything I hadn't had in 2 years.
Soul food.
Yep.
Man.
And he found it in eastern Washington.
Wow.
Closer to Idaho than it is Seattle.
So Jason has a question here via text. Is what is the best oil to use when deep frying chicken?
Fat. Honestly, I would
fry. Lard.
Yeah, I'd do lard. I mean, if you don't care about
Crisco
calories.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I stay away from vegetable shortening because it is the trans fats that you're supposed to stay away from. There's nothing healthy about vegetable shortening.
Sunflower oil?
The oils are okay. I'm talking about shortenings where they force hydrogenated oil into it.
He's asking best oil to
use.
Yeah. So.
Peanut oil is very good because it cooks at a high temperature, but you don't need high temperature cooking for chicken. You want to do actually about 325 so that it cooks slower. But gives the interior time to get cooked before the crust burns the outside.
Yeah.
So
that's my trouble.
Most of your restaurants are running soybean or some blend of soybean. Canola is fine. But if you're just sitting at home and you're wanting to do it like that, get away from the liquid oils and go with lard, beef tallow, or the best thing, I guess, would be schmaltz. It's chicken fat. When you render the fat, it gets a different name.
Skillet, buddy.
Yeah. When you render the fat, it gets another name. It's not pork fat anymore. You've rendered it. Now it's lard.
Okay.
It's not beef fat anymore. You've rendered it. It's tallow. It's not chicken fat anymore. When you render it, it's schmaltz.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the question.
Yeah.
I
think the schmaltz would really permeate the chicken flavor.
And is there anything to, you know, like my mom always did fried chicken on Sunday, and she would do it in the cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
I mean,
deep fried. That's pan fried. Well, Both are Southern techniques.
Yeah.
And that's the way my mom cooked it, too.
Yeah.
She used vegetable shortening. Okay. And that's not submerged. You're only about a third to a halfway up.
Right.
You're turning it. You usually put a lid on it, so you're partially steaming it, which is like the broasted chicken that you see in
my mother-in-law
truck stops.
Did like we clamped the lid down.
Yeah, pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. She's done fried chicken in pressure cooker.
Really?
Yeah. That was fall off the bone.
Yeah, that was what Colonel Sanders
originally
revolutionized. It wasn't the recipe. It was his pressure cooker for cooking the chicken.
And she would do it. So she didn't do that like that all the time, but she would. And that chicken just fell apart.
Yeah. Man, I tried for years to duplicate my mom's chicken on Sunday, and it's taken me years, and I have forgotten now how.
Well, Mama Lou's over in Robertsdale. I had fried chicken there the other day. I broke my diet and had that and pork chop.
See, we finally got it out of here,
the same
That's
meal.
What he's been eating right
It was
there,
so
here.
Good. so good.
Confession, gentlemen.
You ever go to Butch Cassidy's on Wednesdays for the pork chops? You can get them grilled, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
You don't. You get them fried, but you can get them grilled. You're aware of that.
I do. I've had them grilled before. I went there the other night.
Oh, did you?
Wednesday night? No, what Wednesday night?
That was pork chop.
It's Thursday night.
That's the grilled chicken breast with mushroom gravy.
I didn't go in there to eat.
That's the one you should probably get. The Thursday specials, the grilled chicken breast and the...
I didn't go to eat. Yeah. I went there to...
Talk.
Yeah.
We'll call it.
We'll talk out of a glass about that talk. With an orange in it.
By the way, Otto says, try Texas Pete's buffalo wing sauce.
Yeah, they got one pre-made in a, okay. in a bottle so that you don't have to melt butter and use a whisk yourself.
David Hubble goes...
That's what gets me. It's not hard to make buffalo sauce. Microwave the butter till it's melted, mix the hot sauce in, and whisk it.
That's
you're done.
Done.
Yeah. It's just two ingredients.
What's David he got? Hubble says, he says, the picture of the Reuben on your page.
Yeah. Reuben.
Reuben. Looks phenomenal. 251-343.
We'll talk about it the next
106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call-in line. Boy, he's going to be busy next.
Yes. Oh, my.
Next weekend.
You can get anything you want.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I enjoy seeing our friends that listen to the show, like David Hubble and Deborah Hodges.
Yeah. Deborah Hodges of Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats in Chickasaw, Alabama.
That's it.
Makers of the fine andouille sausage, red hots. You love the Cajun sausage.
Yeah, I do. The Cajun smoke, yes. But I love seeing them chime in and chatting with us on the interweb.
Yeah. See how seamlessly I got that ad in there, though?
I see. Yeah. But, yes, we want to certainly thank Deborah and them for their support on the
we're
show.
We're keep dancing, huh?
And go out there looking for their stuff. Steven. What are you doing, Steven? Steph.
Steve.
We had a funny conversation.
That a hand-rolled cigarette hanging out of your mouth there, feller?
That was one of the nicknames I got called years and years ago. Stevie, Steven, and my mom got on to the person. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Steve.
Alex. So anyway, thank you again to the Hall Sausage and Meat people. We certainly appreciate their support and they work hard. I mean, they get out there and get their stuff out everywhere. Go ask for it, folks. Go ask for it. If it's not in the store you shop at, ask for it. Where is your manager? I got to talk to you about
become a Karen.
Yeah, a Karen.
When it comes to your Hall sausage, be a Karen.
There you go. And we want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner, Fat Happy, which is North Jackson, and St. Francis, which I'm sure they are slam packed right now because there's a lot going on downtown. I noticed they had some streets closed off, but I don't know if it's a race or a bicycle race or something.
Maybe it's the Roper Romp.
I was about to say, I think it's the Roper Romp.
Well, it's over there.
That's a pub crawl, though.
It's over there. Yeah. It's over there by where 165 and Canal and Broad and all that be at Water Street. Over there by the train terminal, the old gym and old building.
Yeah,
but it's,
they
it's
told
down
me last
Water
night,
Street.
I was talking to the owner of Cheese Cottage, and her name escapes me at the moment. Lady that bought it.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. We were catching up because, you know, I used to go to Old Majestic and do my mac and cheese. And when we would have dinners where they wanted some nice cheese, I'd go to Cheese Cottage to source it. Like that Red Dragon, the cheddar with the ale and the mustard in it that's so good. That and she was telling me there was something going on Canal Street. And I said, that usually doesn't affect.
Yeah.
Us
but
too much.
They had
just
cops.
Like Mardi Gras Park does not.
They had cops out there, you know, about to direct traffic, and they had orange cones. But we also want to thank Roy and the fine staff he has over there at Butch Cassidy's on the corner of Florida and O'Shell, which we fondly call Flo-Shell. So, anywho.
Flo-Shell.
By the way, Paul Lewis texted in. He said we asked if we had discussed the toasted yolk at the former Fuego's yet.
Haven't been there yet.
No, it
we
just
were looking
opened
it
up.
The commercial.
It
is
just
not
opened.
A chain. It appears to be locally owned, which I'm always in favor of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But as far as I can tell, I think it is another brunch 7 day a week place.
Yeah.
Which is a cool thing. And we don't even think about it, but that's really Bob's Diner is a brunch 7 days a week place.
Yeah.
But they do breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And I like the thought process because that means I can have a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there until 9 or 10 or 2 o'clock in the morning, like the folks at D's Treats or the Beer Garden, you know, Rogers Barbecue on Wilson Avenue. Oh, they're open Lord. Like 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday and Saturdays.
Oh, Lord. That blew me away when I heard that. I said,
oh, that's good barbecue, too.
Yeah.
But next week is St. Patrick's Day. There's going to be a lot going on downtown.
Yeah.
The parade, I'm guessing, would be Saturday. There's usually a St. Patrick's Day parade. And it's usually on the Saturday of St.
Patrick's. I saw the list, and I don't remember. I just
but
know that.
Is the Cajun cook-off next Saturday?
No.
Okay.
Saturday after that.
Okay. But we've got St. Patrick's Day Sunday, which is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it lucky. Was not prepared for how many people don't care and just take off from work and spend the whole day drinking. I was shocked by that, by the number.
And why does that shock you?
Isn't that July 4th, Memorial Day, and all the rest?
Because you don't
all
think
days
of
that end, all the days that end with Y.
Yeah. Yeah. You think, when you think of St. Patrick's Day celebrations, you think of the New Orleans Parade, which is actually in Metairie, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you don't think of going
they
to the French
They do that two
Quarter
weekends in a row.
Yeah. Then you think of Boston. You think of New York. You think of Chicago. Those are your big St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Oh, absolutely. Huge.
I did not know that Mobile was like, well, we don't have all that crap, but we will skip a day of work and drink for 18 solid hours. I did not know that was the thing.
Is that called Mardi Gras?
That is called St. Patrick's Day in Mobile.
Oh, okay.
And that first year at Lucky, I was not prepared for how many people were going to come in there on a Tuesday afternoon. And whoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next year I had the menu streamlined. We didn't do full menu. We had like regular corned beef and cabbage, not the fancy stuff we were doing to order, and just stuff we could just slop on a plate and send out.
Well, Callahan's goes all out, don't they?
Oh, big time. They close the street off. And they'll Sunday they'll have on actual St. Patty's Day. They'll have the scaled down version, but Saturdays are all day long thing with the bands under the tent in the big parking lot across the street. And they'll have, close the streets off. They'll have traditional Irish music, it's crazy. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I think it's hard to predict right now how far out what the weather's going to be. But I saw this morning they lowered the chances of rain some more. And so maybe it'll turn out to be a beautiful day.
Well, I got two specials I'm going to be running that weekend. And by that weekend, I just mean Saturday and Sunday. So if you come Friday, you ain't getting it. Is the what you were talking about, the Reuben, which is a Reuben spelled R-O-U-X-B-E-N, a bowl of corned beef in crawfish boil. I get rid of the Russian dressing, and I use remoulade. And then sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and rye bread.
Wow.
And then the other one is the Irish Channel nachos, tavern-style potato chips.
Ooh.
A beer cheese sauce made with a Dubliner cheese from Kerrygold and Guinness stout.
Ooh.
That's poured all over the chips, and it's going to have chopped up pieces of corned beef and bacon on top.
And it's going to be called what now?
Irish Channel nachos. Mike knows this. You are not from the Gulf Coast. The Irish Channel is a section in New Orleans where all the Irish immigrants unloaded and went to find employment and a place to stay. The Irish built New Orleans.
I didn't know that.
Slaves were considered too valuable to risk building all those canals and levees and stuff because there's a lot of mosquitoes, which meant a lot of malaria.
Right.
But the Irish were considered to be disposable.
Really?
So Irish were brought in to New Orleans, and the Irish immigrants built most of New Orleans.
Did not know that.
And the area that they live and stayed in is called Irish Channel. The greatest Irish pub I've ever been to was in New Orleans. It was Flaherty's Irish Channel Pub on Toulouse Street. Danny O'Flaherty, wonderful, wonderful man, beautiful lyric tenor, red hair, sparkling green eyes. He looked like he was out of a cartoon. But he had O'Flaherty's, but Katrina just destroyed it.
Yeah. I was going to say, because when I worked over in New Orleans there for about 2 years, I remember going there a couple of times, and that triggers memories,
I love Danny. When he was performing, you don't get to talk.
No.
If you start having a conversation while he's playing, he stops and goes, finish your conversation, because this is my time. They came here to hear me, not you.
Yeah.
Finish your conversation, and I'll start the song back up. But if you talk again, you got to go. It was there for the music. This wasn't a play. He had a bar, another one right across his alley, that was the sports bar that always had Gaelic football or soccer or rugby on it. Mm-hmm. That's where you went to carouse. Right there, right across the alley.
Well, folks, we got to go. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Think local.
Enjoy the beautiful weekend we're having today, or today anyway.
No lament.
So, anyway, go support, go see Stu. Support Stu as well.
Yay, I need support. Oh, Mike, you know what I also need?
What?
Provolone!